Welcome back to a brand new episode of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Alsom. Welcome back, guys, to another episode. I am really excited for February to be done because next month is a very exciting month for us. Next month is my 10-year anniversary, and also my birthday is coming up. It is really exciting to finally be hitting 10 years. And if you don't know who I am, hi, my name is Jessica. I am a 31-year-old mom that lives in Washington State. I'm a stay-at-home mom to two boys, Charles and Benjamin, who are 5 and 3. And I just love the Lord, and I love sharing with you guys just the gospel and motherhood centered around the gospel and how we can use the Bible to discern truth in our lives. And so I started this podcast because I saw this overwhelming need for moms to have this ability to understand that the Bible is enough for motherhood. And so that's who I am. And so if you love the gospel and if you want to be equipped to understand how to use the Bible as a tool in your life, then stick around because today's podcast, we're going to talk about it. And I've been sitting here kind of just praying how to address this topic because I've had a post that I've been meaning to post on my Instagram. And every time I write the caption for it, my Holy Spirit is like, not quite. So I have held back on posting it, but I want to share about the topic I am going to be talking about because it's related to that post. And I think it's very important, and something that I am seeing that is becoming a problem off of social media. So today we're going to talk about the problem that social media and Instagram is causing in Christians' lives. So obviously that could be a million and one things, but today we're going to talk about the problem that happens when we as Christians allow influencers and their opinions to mix in with our Christian theology. But we're also going to talk about what happens when you don't understand how to apply knowledge in your life. And so what is the problem with social media? What's the problem with Instagram? And so today I have this post that I was going to post. I haven't posted it yet because I can't get the caption right. And I really take the words that I say on any of my Instagram posts very seriously. And you know, I occasionally from time to time will get, you know, Jessica, you share a lot of opinions on your Instagram, how do you figure out how to do that? You know, what happens if you mess up? And you know, I take it very seriously. It's a big deal to share any opinion when you're sharing the gospel, because you don't want to get it wrong, you don't want to mislead people, and you don't just want to insert personal opinion. It needs to be what God says is truth. And that can be hard in our walk as Christians to figure out as we grow in maturity. And so I didn't post this post because I haven't quite gotten the caption right. And honestly, the caption might just be, you know, let's strive for this. But let me tell you the quote that inspired me to talk about this today. And it's by Charles Spurgeon, one of my favorite theologians. And this is a quote from him, and this has been weighing really heavily on my heart lately. And the quote is, "Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is to not be wise. Many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great as the knowing fool, but to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom." And I think that we can all agree, we know someone like this in our lives. I know someone very closely personally to me that, you know, I grew up with, and I'm not going to say who it was, but someone that had a lot of influence in my life growing up. And I saw this because they could talk a lot about Jesus, but their life was not transformed by Jesus. They went to Bible studies, and this defines a lot of people because many Christians are this way. They went to Bible studies, they read the Bible, and they knew a lot, and they could talk to you and have a really great conversation with you about Jesus, but they didn't actually have wisdom or knowledge because they didn't take it and apply it. And I think something that a lot of us struggle as Christians is either we're all in our head knowledge or we're all in our heart knowledge. So head knowledge tends to be more, falls more into like the legalism, like we know the Bible, we know the theology, that's great. We're very logical type of people. But then you have people that can fall into the more heart side. And that's generally the side of Christianity that's more experiential, about your feelings. And while God has created both sides, God wants us to have a balance. And something that my pastor will often say is you need to have the head knowledge, but you have to apply that into your heart to have life transformation. And a lot of people are this way. And, you know, you can know a lot, but you can still be a fool. And I've said this statement in the past, you can know the truth, but you can still be wrong in how you implement it. And growing up, I was the girl that was black and white. I was very black and white. If you ask my siblings, I was very black and white. I've always, from day one, God has always from the day I was born, impressed on me the gift of discernment. And so for me growing up, sin was very easy for me to spot. It wasn't something I struggled with. Granted, did I sin all the time? Absolutely. But I was very black and white in my ability to see how things were, where some of my siblings were more experiential. They felt more in their hearts. But I felt like it was my job to let them know. Like, I know the truth. I need to tell them. And I'm going to be honest. I was that person that would sit them down and have the coming to Jesus talk, the hell and fire and brimstone. And I fractured a lot of relationships that way. And I brought a lot of divisiveness. I brought a lot of lack of grace. And I fractured and burned people, all because I knew what Jesus was saying. And I could see the discernment. And it was my job to tell them. And something we don't realize is that that is actually pride. We don't know better. We, even if you do see something because you have the gift of discernment, that doesn't mean that God wants you to speak on it right then and there. And I was not applying the knowledge in my life to have the wisdom to actually understand what it meant like to step alongside people and share the gospel and speak truth into their lives. And so the problem I'm seeing with Instagram and why that's all connected is because a lot of us as Christians, we follow influencers and we really love them. We enjoy them. And a lot of these influencers are great, but their job is to speak on topics of opinion all the time. And that's great to share opinions. Or, you know, some of the major players that, you know, I think of is, you know, you have Jordan Peterson, or you have L.A.B. Stuckey, or you have Charlie Kirk, and there's Michael Knowles, or Brett Cooper, or Ben Shapiro, all really great people that share so much great knowledge and arguments that makes sense. And a lot of them are even Bible-believing Christians. But something that we have forgotten on social media by watching all of those things is a lot of the times we watch those things, we let it influence us because we want to be ready to give a response. But we forget that that is those people's jobs, that is their careers, and that is what God has called them to do. In reality, most of us in the Christian life, we're called to have relationships with the people that we are sharing the gospel of God to. Now, are you always going to have a super deep relationship with everyone? No, but what ends up happening is we take these reels that we see these arguments because they're trying to equip people, which is great, but you now need to take that knowledge and implement wisdom with it. So knowledge is knowing the information. Wisdom is knowing what to do with it. And so a lot of the times you take that knowledge which comes into your head and we act on just the knowledge that we have. So we spout off this information, we say what we know because we know it, but we haven't applied it into our hearts, which is where the wisdom comes in and will bring that heart transformation that you need to approach a relationship in a Christ-like biblical way. So what I was doing was I had all this knowledge. I knew the truth of the gospel. I knew what the Bible says, but I lacked the wisdom in knowing how to use that information. And I said, well, I'm just saying the truth in love, but what is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast, you know. And I was being, what I was doing in those conversations was I was being divisive. I was being prideful. I didn't actually care about their hearts and bringing them closer to Jesus. And I just thought I needed to let them know how it was. And we needed to agree to disagree. And I was right. And that's still the wrong way to apply that knowledge. And a lot of Christians have forgotten that when we are talking with people and having a relationship with them, it's not our job to debate them like you see these people on Instagram talking and having those conversations. That's not actually how you have a constructive conversation with someone that you're trying to establish a relationship with. And so as Christians, we have to be very careful, because you can know the truth and not be applying wisdom. And if you're not applying wisdom, you're not actually getting that heart transformation of where we have this balance between the mind knowledge and the heart knowledge, because God is both just as he is loving. So we also have to live in this place of, we have this head knowledge, now we're applying it in wisdom. So we now have the mind and heart knowledge here that is balanced and kind of that harmony. But are we going to get it perfect? No, because we're not God. But it's important to not just take the knowledge and run with the knowledge. You now need to know how to use it. And a lot of what is happening with Christians is you're not seeing every conversation as a relationship. You're seeing everything that people are saying as something to debate and something as an opinion and something you need to correct, versus seeing a human being as a whole human being that is someone that is a sinner and lost and needs the grace of Jesus just like we do. And so it's great to listen to these people on Instagram, but the problem that it has caused in many Christians' life is that we've gotten confused about how we actually go about living real life relationships in the real world. So something I really love to tell people when they're looking at all of these social media influencers and they're saying all these really great points and they're making so much sense, I always tell them that it's great to get equipped, but it's also important to not allow that to twist your view of what our goal is as Christians when it comes to interacting with people. And, you know, some really popular phrases that I hear, and this is one that I hear specifically that I hear a lot of Christians using, is Jordan Peterson. He'll say, you know, you have to risk being offended when you're having a conversation or agree to disagree. And I always tell people that just because someone has a lot of really good points doesn't always necessarily mean that it's actually biblical. And if you were to measure that up to the character of Jesus and what God says the fruit of the Spirit is, what God says is wisdom, is that we still have to apply the wisdom with that. Like, yes, you have to risk, you know, the gospel is obviously offensive to people when they hear it. Obviously, that is stuff that we're going to have, but that doesn't mean that you get to say whatever you want. It doesn't mean that you get to change how you treat people because how they're treating you. We have to remember that even though maybe you have these tools now and you feel like you can do these things, that doesn't necessarily mean that you go out there and now do that all the time for yourself. And I think it's also just turned a lot of people or Christians into viewing every single conversation as an argument. And not understanding the difference between having a conversation that's like these Christian influencers do, where they have people seeking them out for opinions. So a lot of the times these people have people approach them with an opinion that they already know up front is going to be something they're probably going to dissent and argue with. That person has already consented that they are interested in hearing the other person's opinion, and they understand that that is what this conversation is going to be. But just because this is how you're hearing these people debate, it doesn't mean that that is how we necessarily are going to go about that in our Christian lives. You know, number one, we need to be having, you know, relationships with people in our lives. And social media has strongly pushed that we can quickly send off a text message. We can quickly send over whatever emotion we're feeling at the moment, because we now know how to argue on our keyboards. And, you know, I always tell people that if you truly care and are concerned about someone, you are going to make the effort to meet with that person in person. Because anything that's over your phone, even FaceTime, it is hard to understand tone. And it just because you feel like the tone is right, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are the best communicator. And things get lost over text. And I like to think that I'm a good communicator because I spend a large amount of my time talking and practicing talking and, you know, learning how to conversate and engage with people. I spend a lot of time doing those things. And so learning what it looks like to have a conversation that's actually going to be constructive. And one of the best pieces of wisdom that my sister-in-law actually gave me, shout out to my sister-in-law, Kendra. And this is something, she gave me advice with my sisters. And she was like, you don't have to engage in everything. Not everything they say, not everything they spout as an opinion. You don't have to engage in something just because someone puts it out there. And sometimes it's actually more foolish to engage in the conversation than it would be to hold off on the conversation. And you know, so often we're just quick to jump on like the first point that someone says is wrong. And in conversation, you know, a really important part of conversation and engaging in people and getting to their hearts is that a lot of these influencers aren't doing a lot of those steps because their job is just to respond to people quickly. And so let's talk about talking to people and how we talk to people and how to use wisdom and apply it when you are trying to get a point across. So most people listen to respond. Most people listen to just respond with their dissenting opinion. And generally that will always end up with defensiveness because when you respond, it comes up that way of just where you're just responding to what they said. They don't actually hear, oh, they heard what I was saying. They don't actually hear what I'm concerned about, and all they actually care about is being right. And so something that's always important to do in these conversations is to remember that this is a relationship. Is this something that is worth engaging and possibly shutting off the relationship right now? Or is this something that you could respond with a little bit more grace so that you can build on the relationship and build value and respect with that person? Because I cannot tell you how many times I have held my tongue because maybe someone was younger than me, or maybe someone made a really ignorant comment, and I go, you know, either I sidestep it and move along with the conversation because I know the comment wasn't fruitful, or maybe I've held back because I can understand this person is younger than me. They don't have the same life experience. And you know, this is not a comment I necessarily need to engage in and correct that, you know, not everything has to be engaged in, and we don't have to respond just with the discerning opinion. So I've saved myself a lot of foolish interactions by just not engaging and just by understanding, yeah, you know what? I said a lot of really stupid things when I was 23 too. I don't need to lay them straight because that's wisdom saying, you know, they need to do some more growth on their end. You know, I see that God is working in their lives. You know, I'm going to come alongside them in a gentle way and be like, yeah, you know, I've learned some things along my way too, or you know, moving along to the next opinion and maybe choosing to not engage in whatever tidbit they laid down. But also just learning that when I'm talking with someone and I care about what they have to say because I care about their heart and them getting closer to Jesus, I want to hear where their heart is at, and I want to hear the concern that they're having in their heart. I actually want to hear what they have to say. And that's an issue, is a lot of Christians don't actually want to hear what people have to say. You know, we have all these really great social media, you know, clips, all these rapports, and we just want to say what we want to say because we're so eager to pull the punch, right? But I have found that it is very important in conversation to first and foremost let whoever you're talking to know that you heard what they said. So how do you let someone know in conversation that you care about what they have to say? And I think the important thing to realize is that you need to understand what type of conversation you're having first. And a lot of the times when, you know, you're on social media and you're having these conversations and they're like debates of opinions, I think it's important to acknowledge that for the most of our lives, most of the interactions you are going to be having, they don't need to be debates of opinions. And half of the things people say that maybe you say, oh, like, oh, they're saying an opinion, a lot of the times people are just making a statement about something. A lot of the times people are just chatting about a generalized subject without actually saying a hard opinion on something. But the issue with watching a lot of these influencers is every conversation you're seeing is an assertion of two opinions. So now that we have spent, now that a lot of Christians have spent their time on these conservative pages, they view everything that other people say as an opinion. And just because someone says an opinion, it doesn't mean you need to disagree with them and share your opinion. Not every conversation is that way. And I find that a lot of people struggle with that, of like where someone will say an opinion. And well, now I need to say my opinion, because if I can't say my opinion, then, you know, this isn't fair. Well, first and foremost, it doesn't matter if something's fair. It matters that we're Christ-like, and it's important that we remove things like anger, malice, slander. And so when you're having this conversation, ask yourself, are these things making me angry? Because anger isn't a fruit of the spirit. So if you're finding yourself getting angry, and I find that this will happen, you know, we get angry for the Lord. God doesn't need you to be angry for him. God is God. God's going to get the justice he needs. And, you know, we need to be exemplifying the fruits of the spirit in our conversation. So if the first reaction you're feeling is anger and I need to dissent to this person, you're probably not starting off the conversation in a Christ-like way. Pump the brakes. Ask yourself, why am I getting angry? Is this my pride because I feel like I know what's truth in this situation? Is it because I feel prideful that I know the truth or I know what's right? And I know a lot of people are like, well, I do know the truth. And that's fine, but generally when you know the truth, there's a way of speaking about it. And people that know the truth don't necessarily feel this way to be so angry in how they assert it. There's like this calm confidence of knowing, like, hey, like, you understand that you were once misled in the truth, and so you want to gently guide this person to the truth of as well. And so often we just feel like we need to be offensive, and that's not always the case. And in fact, in a lot of situations, it cuts off any possible relationship. Now, when it comes to the conversation, you have to know what kind of conversation it is in the first place. Most conversations aren't a debate of conversation of opinions. Most of them aren't like the opinions of like, hey, let's talk about opinions and I'll tell you my opinion, then you'll say your opinion, and then we'll talk about why it's wrong. And a lot of conversations are maybe like talking about things that are going on in our lives or things that are happening. And a big one in the mom community is, you know, moms will talk about their kids and the issues their kids will have. And, you know, just because you're talking about those things doesn't necessarily mean those people are looking for the input or advice. And I've had to learn that just because you have advice or opinions doesn't mean that it's wise and inserting them all the time into things. And I think that as Christians, we have to exercise discernment really well. And I think a lot of the times we just go into the argument when in reality God's like, no, you should pray about this before, or actually you don't need to engage in that. So first and foremost, you need to understand what type of conversation you're having. Just because someone states an opinion does not mean the conversation is an opinions conversation of like, let's argue. Now, if you are on your Instagram story and you state your opinion and someone comes back and says, well, my opinion is this, well then, yes, then you're having the conversation opened up to, yeah, let's talk about opinions. There's another thing to go on there and make a statement about a generalized topic. So like, for example, oh man, did you see that school bombing in so-and-so? That is so sad. Now, they're not then bringing up every other school bombing and, you know, you needing to bring up, well, actually, every school bombing is really sad. And did you see this one school bombing? Let me tell you why actually that car bombing doesn't matter. It's actually this car bombing. We can all agree on general topics of like, yes, you know, a bombing is sad, you know, a school bombing is sad. They're not then stating an opinion about you needing to now engage with them about all car bombs or why the school were so awful, you know. So it's important to know what's like generalized conversation about a generalized topic. And when people are actually talking about like the nitty gritty opinions and details of something, say you want to, now you've kind of assessed the conversation, you've used wisdom and decided, is it smart to engage in this conversation or not? Would it be foolishness? Because I know going into this, this would just be divisive and cause strife. Would I be the foolish person if I engaged in this? And a lot of the times it would be, yes, this would be foolish, I'm not going to engage in this. Or it's okay, they're talking about a generalized topic, I can agree, it is sad for those things to happen. Now, if you feel the need to address an opinion, here's my step-by-step guide of how you can have a good conversation with people if you want to engage with them and have them open to hearing your opinions. And I like to call this conversation structure. There is a way you structure conversation to have good conversation. And one of the topics I was good at in school was reading comprehension, how people write things in a book. They write it in a very comprehensive way so that you can understand the tone, the plot, what's going on. And when that is not clear and when there's not certain things in place, it can make the reading very confusing. Have you ever read a book that you're just like, the plot's all over the place, it's bouncing from topics, they maybe don't have the best opener, and you're just like, I don't even know what this book was about. Well, the same thing goes for conversations. And most people, and I've said this in this podcast, most people listen to respond. So the first step is you need to listen, hear what they've had to say, and you need to engage in what they've said first. When you just say your opinion, it comes off really abruptly and most people get defensive. So for example, if someone says, it's really cold today, you know, I know someone in my life would say, no, it's not. It's not cold outside. Did you see outside? The sun's out. Why would you think it's cold outside? Like, no one wants to engage in someone that's like that way. You know, so something you'd say, oh, yeah, the weather has been, you know, recognize what they've said. Oh, yeah, I've seen the forecast lately. There's some chilly days out there. And so, you know, let them know that you heard what they said, engage in the morsel that they put out there. And, you know, maybe you could ask them a question about that, engage them. Oh, do you prefer warmer weather? Or, yeah, you know, I always forget to bring a jacket. Do you have a jacket in your car? Engage them in the conversation. So see what they said and engage in what they've said. Oh, it's so cold outside. Oh, the weather report this week has been all over the place. It's impossible to know, you know, whether I should bring a jacket or not. Do you prefer, like, you must prefer hotter weather then, right? And engage them and let them know in some way that you've seen what they've said and that you care about what they've said. Or if they said something that's more broader, you can engage it, let them know that you see it. And, you know, for example, here's one that could be one. And these will generally come up with opinions that it's okay to have different opinions in. So a lot of the times people just assume if you have different opinions that one side is wrong. There's going to be opinions that not necessarily either side is wrong. And a lot of these opinions I say are like broad opinions, because as far as Christians, it's not necessarily going to change our standing with our salvation. Now, there's opinions we absolutely cannot change our opinions about. And those are opinions that I say are unmoving truths. And that is what comes into play when it comes to the truth of Scripture. Now, if someone's gonna try and tell me that sin is not sin, that's not something I can have a different opinion about. That is something that God has spoken clearly on. Now, when it comes to things like political matters, we're not going to speak about abortion because that one is a biblical truth that is black and white. You know, maybe someone believes that you shouldn't have tattoos, or someone believes they shouldn't eat this type of animal. Or maybe you're having a disagreement. The big one is the Israel and Gaza. You know, people have a lot of opinions about those things, but those are kind of broader ones in the sense of God doesn't straight up call, you know, an outlook of like that situation, or, you know, a perception about that situation doesn't come back to me personally sinning. And so sometimes you don't need to engage in every conversation and have a differing opinion on things that are generalized opinions. Now, when it comes to biblical truths, now, yes, you should engage in things when it comes to truth, but you should always come at it from a side of being overly gracious, overly cautious, and being very careful with your words and being slow to anger. And the approach should never be, I'm right, you're wrong. The goal should be edifying Christ in the conversation. So by engaging in this conversation, am I helping them have a better understanding of who God is, or am I just arguing for the sake of arguing? Or, you know, is this something that's going to be fruitful? Is this a conversation that's just a different perception? They like the color blue. I like the color red. They think that, you know, Gaza is right. They think Israel is right. Are those things that really have to, you know, you have to draw a line in the sand in, or can we both agree that those are different things, sad things? Can we agree on similar things within those conversations about those things? You know, we can both agree that death is always sad. We can both agree that blue is good for some things and red is good for some things too. And so, you know, engage in the conversation before replying with your opinion. And I love the way Jesus did this, because the Pharisees were always trying to trick Jesus, and he never took the bait. And I think that's the issue, is a lot of Christians just take the bait. And what I mean by that is the Pharisees are trying to draw out a certain response in Jesus, and Jesus doesn't take the bait because they want him to reply. They want him to reply in a human way. They want to see him reply without self-control. And what he does is he actually brings the conversation back to the heart of the matter and actually points out the condition of their hearts. And he doesn't do that in a weird way. He doesn't do that in an abrupt way. And, you know, so often as Christians, we're like, well, Jesus flipped tables. And yeah, Jesus did. And it was on very clear matters of sin. It wasn't matters of, well, we're having different opinions here. It was, this is thievery in the temple. Like, you guys have made it a robber's den. It wasn't a disagreement of, you know, simple, you know, oh, they wanted to do, I don't know, I can't even think of an example for that. But so often we're like, well, Jesus flipped tables. That was one account, and it was because of biblical reasons. It wasn't a difference of opinions that weren't based on, you know, sin or salvation with Christ. And so when you're engaging in these conversations, engage and listen with what they have to say, and then look at them from an opinion of grace. And what is your purpose in this conversation? If it's just to argue, that's not necessarily a beneficial reason to argue. But if you're looking at them and you have grace and compassion and you're like, hey, like, I once believed that too. And you know what? Like, that wasn't truth. And you approach it much differently than that. So, you know, I always tell people, engage first, see what they're having to say, hear them, and then draw them out and draw them into this conversation that's deeper. You know, for example, like, you know what? I can see why your concern would be that, why it's cold outside. I don't like to be cold either. I can think of a time of where, you know, I was stuck outside and it was cold and I did not like it either. Can I explain to you why XYZ? Or then draw them into the conversation of, you've listened to what they've had to say, you've engaged it. Now their guard is a little less down, and now they're a lot more ready to engage you in a conversation because they see that you're a reasonable person. They see that you're not just invested on a shallow level, but that this person actually wants to have a conversation with you that's meaningful. And the next thing I tell people is to know the people that you're talking with, to have relationships. And a lot of the time we skip relationships and go straight to just wanting to fire shots over opinions. If you are someone that is not getting out of your house, sitting on Instagram all day and not building relationships with you, people are not going to care what you have to say. You know, a rule I have with people in my life is I'm not going to speak into their lives if I do not have an investment there. Because A, that's not fair, and two, I need to invest value there. And if you want to show people you care about them, you invest time with them. And no one these days cares about, you know, no one really cares about the one-off opinion of a random lady at the supermarket, but you want to know what? You do care about that friend and her opinion that you have seen every other week for the last 3 weeks, of where you each buy each other coffee and you hang out and you talk about how the children are doing and you're investing in their life and about them instead of focusing on you and you thinking you need to prove them right in some way. And so make sure, that's my last little tip for you, is don't let Instagram influencers confuse you on how we should live our day-to-day lives. You know, they are in very specific situations of where that's their job and that's what they do, but that is structured in a way of the people that are coming there already know they're getting an opinion. They've opened themselves up to it, and that's what they're engaging in, is opinion conversations. Half the time when you're having conversations with people, don't look at it as a debate. It's not a debate. It's about having relationship. It's about making connections and building friendships with each other. You know, I cannot tell you how many times my opinions have changed on things just from hanging out with people where they've never said their opinion, where they've never talked about why they're right, I'm wrong, but just seeing them live out their life and the example that their Christ-likeness has made in my life, that has changed my opinion 10 times more often than having the opinions debate. So my whole point in recording this podcast is social media is messing up a lot of Christians in how we approach relationships in our lives. And, you know, we need to apply knowledge and we need to be able to apply it in our lives so that we actually have the wisdom. So don't, well, first of all, the last tidbit I'll leave you with: whoever you're spending the most time with is who is going to be influencing you. Don't be spending all of your time listening to the debate of a bunch of Instagram influencers. And that's an issue with many Christians, is you spend more time listening to an Instagram influencer than you do your Bible. And when you do, it's just you're spouting off a good fact that you heard them talk about, you know, on their podcast or whatever. So spend more time with Jesus and his opinions, because that's how you're going to get the fruits of the Spirit to be coming out in your life when you're having these conversations. And yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about on today's podcast, is you can have knowledge and still be wrong, because you have to apply that knowledge to have wisdom. So don't be like the man that Charles Spurgeon talks about in this saying of wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is to not be wise. Many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great as a knowing fool, but to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom. So have wisdom in your life, apply it in your life. Don't just go out and get confused by all these social media influencers, and they're not doing anything wrong, but what is happening is, as we as Christians, it is changing our view of how we conversate with people. And you know, it's not our job to spend our whole time on a debate team of right and wrong. It's our job to look at these people and love them and understand that we were there too. And so that's going to shape how we have conversations with them. And if you want to change people's lives, live for Jesus. Be an example of that. You know, so often we're so quick to open our mouth, and that so quickly lets people know what is overflowing over our hearts, you know. So a lot of times people can see where our hearts are at just by us not even talking, by just living out the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that in itself is so much more powerful than a constant debate of opinions. So before we go, let me pray for you guys and send you guys off on your way. So dear Jesus, I just pray for anyone listening to this who wants to be better about having conversations, or maybe spends a lot of time on Instagram. I just pray that you would remind us that we need to not allow Christian influencers to influence us to such a point that it skews our view of what our day-to-day conversations should be looking like with people in our lives. Help us to know how to engage people in fruitful conversation. And sometimes being fruitful in conversation is not engaging. Help us to know the difference between having a general conversation and when is actually the right time to actually talk about different opinions, and what that looks like in engaging people so that we can actually have conversations that are fruitful, that do change people's minds. And help us to remember that at the end of the day, people are going to look at our actions and see the consistency of how we live our lives. So help us to put our money where our mouths are and to act in such a way that glorifies God, that we don't even have to open our mouths, that people see us and know that we are different. They see that we're full of joy. They see that we're full of peace, and they want to know that the truth that we have. And in Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, that's today's podcast. I hope that this was a good one. And make sure to follow me over at Refined Purpose. And I'll see you guys next week for another brand new podcast. Bye, guys.